Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast. Hello, dears. Today we're going to talk about something that happens to a lot of parents out there. It's called after school restraint collapse, or simply put, after school meltdown. Let's see how we can try to deal with this. I have a friend Sue who has a friend Johnny. When Sue would go to pick up Johnny from school, his teachers would tell her that he's one of the best kids in class and that he's an angel. However, once he got home, he would turn into one hot mess. He would be upset and angry all the time. He would yell, and the meltdowns happened every day for months. Has this happened to you? Well, it is a real phenomenon. After a long day at school or daycare, many kids lose it when their parents come to pick them up or when they get home. As I mentioned earlier, there's an actual name for it, and it's called after-school restraint collapse. This name was given by a Canada-based counselor and a parenting educator. So what is this? Kids try and hold all their emotions together to the best of their abilities all day and only let go of their true emotions when they go to a safe place, like their home. Some kids tend to become very whiny, others tend to scream and throw things around and become hard to handle. Some other children tend to act rude or disrespectful, throwing insults at you or their siblings. Some children are more susceptible than the others. Another psychologist says that the more sensitive and intense kids, and kids that struggle with learning and social skills, are likely to be affected. That doesn't mean that some of the laid-back children don't get affected. They may have their days too. For some, it can last the whole school year, and for some, it may take just the first few months. Once the kids have gotten adjusted to their new schedule and environment, then it gets better. Think about this. Your little one has to keep it all together throughout the day. They have to deal with any challenges and disappointments that happen every day all by themselves, without your loving presence. This can be very daunting and exhausting. These meltdowns can happen if the child is tired, overstimulated, or transitioning to a new routine, like switching to a full day school. Your child really needed you and you weren't there. So when they meet you, they can be angry and tend to push you away. It's like, say, when your child goes missing in a grocery store. Once you find them, you're relieved, you hug them, and almost instantly you get angry because your child ran away. It's important to know that these outbursts are not tantrums. The after-school meltdown is just that. It's a meltdown because your child is overwhelmed. So how do you deal with it when this happens? Let's see. If you're home and you notice a meltdown coming, then allow it to happen. Give it a wide space. Validate your child's emotions. Saying things like, "It was a long day, wasn't it?" or "I've got you," can help. Make sure they're not hurting themselves or someone else while they try to vent their energy and emotions. I know this doesn't sound easy, but try not to lose your cool over it. Remember, you are the adult in the situation. Try to decompress after you have gone home. What's that, you ask? Simple things. Play ball, ride a bike, tickle fight, tell jokes, listen to music, or simply doing nothing. This sort of daily decompression will not only help your child, but it will also help you. Thankfully, there are ways to mitigate this after-school agony. Try to reconnect very positively with your child when you meet him. Greet your child with a big smile and hug when you pick her up. Try not to ask questions. Give your child time and space. If you're driving, turn on the radio and stay quiet. If you're walking, then say very little. Maybe point to some interesting little things on the way, like a nice flower or a plant or rocks, butterfly, birds, sky. You know what I mean. If possible, try not to have any playdates or extracurricular activities right after school. Let your child decompress. He has had a long day. Your child could be hungry or tired, so make sure that you take a snack. They do eat in school, but that doesn't mean that they might not be hungry when you pick them up. most importantly, send a little piece of you to school with them. This is actually one of my personal favorites. Maybe keep a picture of you and your child in their backpack. Write little notes and leave it in the lunch bag. I'm pretty sure the teachers will read it for them. Fill their hands with lots of kisses and tell them that if they miss you, then all they need to do is touch their cheek. Give them attention before you drop them off to school. This helps too. Even a few minutes of snuggling with them in bed goes a long way. Give your child time to completely calm down. Tell them how much you love them, even when they have a meltdown. Let your child know that he or she is safe, supported, and loved. Encourage them to communicate with you. Your child needs to feel safe and supported. Stay connected with your child and let them know about your love and acceptance for them. I know you won't have it any other way. Childhood is precious, so enjoy it. And as always, happy parenting.